think we'll get underway if we may. The topic tonight is environment and climate change.
Hi, I'm Ted Marshall. I'm the landlord of the Cap and Gown in beautiful Worcester. I really just wanted to have in-depth debates and actually bring the politicians to the people. First week we were absolutely rammed. We had about 80 people in here. We're only a tiny little pub. Last week we had about 60. This week I think we're going to be rammed again, and it's going to build and build and build.
There's a real age range of people who've come along as well, including quite a few youngsters, people voting for the first time, like Oliver and Liam.
It's nice actually meeting the candidates, because I think a lot of people feel disconnected with politicians.
Oh, it's definitely worth meeting the candidates personally. You get a very good sense for what they personally stand for, as opposed to what just the party line is.
Global warming, as you probably understand it, is not happening. So, what will UKIP do about all this?
Bring back the dinosaurs!
One. UKIP will repeal the Climate Change Act of 2008.
This isn't some sort of conspiracy theory. This is a global, worldwide consensus.
Well, that was a little bit of a ding-dong between Dick Dellingpole of UKIP, he's their representative, and the Green candidate Louis Stephen. Now we're going to hear from Mark Bayliss, representing the Conservatives, and the Labour candidate Joyce Squires.
Where do we stand on climate change? Well, the Conservative Party does believe that climate change is happening.
The only reason that the Conservatives actually agreed to much, much tighter regulation was because Labour forced that debate.
Tom Edwards, the political editor for the Worcester News, is here. And Tom, this is your third of these hustings. How have they been?
I've been pleasantly surprised at A, how many people have turned out, and B, the level of engagement shown by the pub regulars. There's a lot of people talking about, you know, what's going to happen this year, how are UKIP going to do, are we going to see another hung parliament? And I think the mix of politics this year and the fact that it's so open is really engaging people.
There's another pair of first-time voters, Saskia and Tom, who are both 18.
I came really with an open mind just to see what the other party's views were and make my judgment on that.
Well, I think it's just like an easier way to educate yourself than like reading up on the internet, like actually hearing people talk about it. So it's a good way to learn more about who you're going to be throwing your lot in with.
Which I suppose is obviously a good thing, because it's getting young people involved in politics, which is clearly a problem nowadays with lowering numbers actually going to the polls to vote.
So thank you very much. Top up your glasses, and we'll get back in about 20-25 minutes. Thank you.